really brave effort from the players. Leicester are clearly a very good team, but I think today we saw that Merston were a very good team. If we'd won by even 4 or 5 goals, I don't think anybody could have complained about that. But, you know, there's too many chances went begging, so you're biting your nails a little bit. But I think it would have been a real injustice had we not won today.
Well, certainly the second half, it was a very entertaining opening 5 minutes with three goals. And as you say, you could have scored even more as Leicester pressed forward.
Well, I think we should have been winning the game in the first half, to be fair. We had really good chances in the first half to take us a couple of goals up. The problem is that when you don't take those chances and you play a game of this profile, normally you get punished for it. So when we scored it, a tremendous goal, we then switched off a little bit, denied where we had been denying space, we didn't, and they took advantage of that, equalised. Great response, great goal by Tom Howard, who was my man of the match in his first game back. I thought he was tremendous.
Bit of an injury concern about your keeper having to go off just after the hour mark.
Yeah, big worry that is with Josh, but we have Yannick McKaysey, who's a very capable goalkeeper that will step in. So looks like Yannick will be with us for the rest of the season.
And it was quite brave of Simon Cooper, your captain, to go in goal, and really did quite well considering.
A really good goalkeeper. He's played for me in goal at Carl Shorten before. He played in goal last season at Enfield, where we had 10 men. We were 2-0 down. Josh got sent off. He went in goal and we drew 2-2. Strangely, you would think I'd be panicking about that. I really wasn't, because he really is a good goalkeeper.
No brainer then.
Yeah, it wasn't a worry. And I knew that he wasn't worried about it either. So he's worked in training in goal with us on numerous occasions. So no stress there.
So that's your second consecutive victory here, both against Suffolk sides.
Yeah, got quite a good record there. I think that we showed that the team are capable of good things. We've underachieved this season. I think we all recognise that. But the target is the target of day one, to beat the 62 points of last season, to retain the Surrey Senior Cup. We've got a great game against Woking in the final to look forward to. And, of course, this is a team that got to the first round proper of the FA Cup. So I think there's a lot of clubs, a lot of directors, a lot of chairmen, a lot of managers out there that would take that for a season's work.
You're 6 points clear in there of the trapdoor. I guess you must breathe quite contently now.
Yeah, of course. Of course you have to keep an eye on what's going on behind you, below you, but there was never any chance of Merston being relegated, so of course you have to be aware of it. But, you know, my sights are firmly on the teams above us rather than the teams below us.